Never Say Pie, Lexi Baker Cozy Mystery Series, Book 14. Written by Leanne Dobbs. Chapter 1. Summer at the Brook Ridge Retirement Community had never looked so festive. Pastel paper streamers draped from the ceiling, and foil balloons and fresh flowers decorated the center of the 20 or so round tables for eight placed around the main dining room. The savory smell of roast beef mingled with the sweet scent of pie crust, and the din of conversation, punctuated by cutlery clinking on plates, permeated the air. The annual book club gala was in full swing, and Lexi Baker and her assistant Cassie were catering the event. "Did you put out the apple and cherry yet?" Lexi asked Cassie as she surveyed the crowded room, her heart swelling with pride at the way people were stuffing their plates at the buffet table. Lexi ran a bakery, but this was the first event at which she was catering the whole meal. By the looks of the way people were going up for seconds and some for thirds, it was a huge success. But the main attraction of the gala was the pie-eating contest that had yet to start. That was the part Lexi was most nervous about. 20 contestants would be gobbling up her homemade pies, and she hoped they were good enough for them to want to keep eating a whole pie. "What about the blueberry and coconut cream?" "Stop being such a worrywart," Cassie teased, her magenta-tipped spiked hair blazing brightly beneath the overhead lights, a vast array of rings lining each of her ears, the gems glistening each time she moved her head. "Just one more trip to the pie room and we should be set." Lexi and Cassie had been best friends since grade school, but that wasn't the only reason Lexi had hired Cassie as her assistant at her bakery, the Cup and Cake. Not only was Cassie loyal and trustworthy, but she made a mean icing, and some of her cake designs were better than Lexi's. She was also attentive, upbeat, and hardworking. Tonight, Cassie was in charge of transferring the freshly baked pies into the room where the contest would be held, so they could cool. Lexi had initially hoped to cool them in the kitchen windows, or maybe even at tables under the windows in the pie room, but Mary Archer, the community center president, had put the kibosh on that. She wanted the windows to remain locked for security reasons. So Lexi had had to make do with making sure the pies were taken out early enough to be the perfect temperature for the contest. Combined with the fact that they were also baking pies for the desserts of the guests who were not in the contest, it made for one complicated setup. Not to worry, Lexi could handle complicated, especially with Cassie at her side. "Great, thanks." While Cassie scooted off to finish setting up in the pie room, as they'd taken to calling it, Lexi stood off to the side to figure out what to do next. The list seemed endless. They had to clear the dirty dishes from the tables, check the buffet table to make sure all the chafing dishes were still operating and full, and start cleaning up the kitchens. So much to do, so little time. "Okay, gotta start with something." Lexi spun around to head toward the buffet and collided with a sign propped on an easel. Oops. She caught the large piece of cardboard before it crashed to the floor. It was the sign for the pie-eating contest, announcing the grand prize, a signed first edition of The Catcher in the Pie, a cozy mystery written by famed author Chandler Bennington. The guy had been writing for ages, since the 1970s, according to the bio under his photo, and his books featured an amateur sleuth who owned a pie bakery. Considering Lexi owned her own bakery, she felt a sudden affinity for this sleuth, even if she hadn't actually read any of Bennington's books. Never any extra time to sit down for a few hours with a novel and a good glass of wine these days. Lexi nodded to several residents of the retirement complex who walked past, giving her strange glances as she battled with the sign. She knew most of them because her grandmother, Mona Baker, or Nans, as Lexi called her, was a well-known resident. Near the front of the large conference room, the microphone squawked as the president of the community's book club, Mary Archer, tapped it. The din stopped while people glanced at the stage and covered their ears. It started right up again as Mary launched into her introductory speech. Not many of the residents seemed to be paying much attention, continuing to eat or walking away to join the gambling in one of the conference rooms that had been arranged with poker tables. Still, Mary kept talking, droning on about how she'd found the signed copy of Bennington's book at a rummage sale, and she'd saved it for months until this party because she thought it would make the perfect prize. Finally, she put away the paper she'd been reading from and cleared her throat. The mic screeched with feedback, gaining everyone's attention again, along with a few disgruntled glares. Her next words, though, had the entire community center perking up.
"And I'm also thrilled to announce that we have a very special guest with us today, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to introduce the author himself, Chandler Bennington, who has graciously taken time out of his busy schedule to travel here to New Hampshire to be with us today." She gestured to a man standing off to the side in baggy brown trousers and a rather worn-looking cardigan. If someone had asked Lexi to conjure an image of a crusty old writer, it would be Bennington. Tousled gray hair sticking up at odd angles around his head, eyes hidden behind thick glasses, shoulders slightly rounded from too much time behind a computer, and hands shoved in his pockets. At Mary's introduction, he seemed to withdraw further into the shadows, if that were possible. "It was quite a coup getting Mr. Bennington here to present his book. He rarely makes appearances, but I'm nothing if not persistent."
Low snickers ran through the crowd. Mary, who was also president of the Community Center Association, took the author's reticence in stride and quickly covered the disappointment in her expression. She'd obviously been expecting more of a response from him, maybe a bow or wave or something, but got nothing in return. Mary forced her smile back into place and continued without missing a beat.
"Wonderful. Let's give the caterers time to clear the tables and ourselves a chance to move around and work off some of that food. Then we'll get started with the pie-eating contest in about 20 minutes. Thank you again, everyone, for attending."
Lexi jumped into action and grabbed a large round tray from near the wall where she'd stashed it earlier. She began making the rounds, loading glasses and flatware and plates. When she filled one tray, she set it off in the corner of the room before returning with a fresh one. The kitchens were down the hall, so it was more efficient to gather everything first before hauling it all back there later. Catering was hard work, a good exercise. It also was a great way to expand her business. Plus, it was fun to get out and see different places and people for a change. Of course, most of the people here were familiar to Lexi, especially the table of women whose plates she was clearing at the moment.
"Well, I'm not surprised Mary came across that book at a rummage sale. Rumor has it she wastes so much time at those things that her house looks like a hoarder's paradise."
Lexi glanced over at the speaker, her grandmother. She was perched on the edge of her chair, scraps of ham and mashed potatoes on her plate. Seated around the table was her group of friends, all leaning in toward each other for post-dinner gossip.
"And that author, I've heard he's no better than a recluse. Look at him. Talk about something the cat dragged in."
"Nans," Lexi said, reaching past her to clear a pile of plates. "That's not very nice."
"True, though, dear," Nans's friend Ida said,
She was a small woman with twinkling blue eyes and a devious grin. Her choice of blouse today was quite apropos, with tiny books in various shades of green and blue patterned all over the fabric. And I can't imagine where he got the ideas for those crazy stories of his. I mean, really, who could imagine a bakery owner stumbling across dead bodies all the time? It's preposterous. Lexi fumbled a glass on the table, but managed to catch it before anything spilled. The truth was, Lexi and the ladies tended to run into more than their fair share of trouble through the bakery and associated catering events, dead bodies included. Not that any of the elder ladies were shocked about this. Quite the opposite. Nance and her cohorts thrived on investigating murders. They'd taken to hiring themselves out as the Ladies' Detective Club. They'd even helped Lexi's husband, police detective Jack Perillo, on a few cases. Helen gave one of her usual dismissive snorts. She looked as if she were stuck back in the Jackie O days, with her perfect demure dress and immaculate silver-bobbed hair. She shrugged and shook her head, her tone clipped. "It's completely ridiculous." Lexi continued clearing plates, noticing that everyone at the table except Helen had eaten their dessert. Her slice of pecan pie still sat before her. "Don't you like pecan, Helen? What kind do you like? I'll grab you a slice of whatever you want," Lexi offered.
"No, thank you."
Helen straightened in her chair. She was so stiff that Lexi thought her spine might snap.
"I'm off pastry for now. Low-carb diet."
Even as she spoke, she kept eyeing Ida's slice of cherry pie. There was also a plate of pastries from the buffet table within reach. Lexi wasn't sure about Helen, but she'd sure be tempted by the items on the plate. Ida chuckled.
"Go ahead and have one, Helen. No one's watching. It's a special occasion anyway." "No."
Helen shook her head emphatically.
"I've joined the Low Carb Dieters Club, and that Rena Wachowski is like a drill sergeant with us. She's sitting right over there, and if she sees me, I'll never hear the end of it. I don't want to get into trouble. Besides, I've already lost 10 pounds, and I intend to keep it off."
"Well, that was fun."
Ruth, another of Nance's friends, tossed a wad of cash on the table, pulled out a seat, and then dropped into her chair.
"Been playing poker at the tables next door. Won a bundle."
She stacked her bills neatly. "Good thing I left before that Rena Wachowski took it all, though. She's nothing but a card shark, that one. As sharp as a tack, too."
"Probably because of her low-carb lifestyle," Helen said, sounding superior. "It's been scientifically shown to improve the memory, and card games like poker are all about remembering which cards were played and which are still in the deck."
Ruth gave her a skeptical look.
"If you say so. But I still prefer my pie, thanks."
She took a large bite of her apple rhubarb and grinned at Helen, who rolled her eyes.
"Did you guys get a load of Carol Newberg over there?" Nan said, turning the lady's attention back to the party.
"Talk about an attention hound. She's about as overdressed as you can get. This is a book club party, not the Oscars. A red floor-length gown. Ugh."
Ida laughed around a mouthful of cherry filling, a glob dripping onto her chin.
"You think that's bad? What about Hazel Martin?"
She cocked her head toward the opposite side of the room and pointed with her fork.
"Looks like she didn't even bother to change at all. I'm pretty sure she's still wearing her bathrobe from this morning.
Methinks another visit to the staff psychologist might be in order soon."
Lexi bit back a smile and continued loading the tray with dishes. She hoped she was as active and happy as the ladies were when she got to be Nance's age. Lexi felt someone push her and turned to see a woman had accidentally bumped into her.
"Oh, excuse me,"
the woman said, then scurried over to one of the tables. She slipped a piece of paper beneath one of the dinner plates before hurrying on her way. Lexi had seen her around the community center before, usually hanging around with Mary or the other board members, but had never met her.
"Well, how do you like that?"
Nan said, staring after the brunette as she scuttled away.
"What do you think that was all about?"
"Got me," Lexi said, collecting used flatware. "I don't even know who that was."
"Sylvia Hensel." Ruth's tone was hushed. "She's the treasurer around here and has her pulse on all the happenings at the center, if you know what I mean. And I wonder what she was doing at that table. I think that plate is where Howard Archer was sitting."
Lexi glanced over at the empty spot.
"Maybe it's for the door prizes. Perhaps he's won. Have they had the raffles yet?"
"Not that I've heard," Helen said. "And shouldn't the committee have taken care of all that before this started?"
Ida lifted her plate of cherry pie to look underneath.
"Nope. No note here."
Everyone lifted their plates to check and shook their heads. Nan's lifted the plates at the two empty seats.
"No notes under any of them."
"Hey, no one ever accused Sylvia of being the brightest bulb in the lamp," Ruth added. "Wouldn't surprise me if she left it to the last minute."
"And did you see what she was wearing?"
Nan's craned her neck to keep the woman in her sights.
"Just look at that gaudy pearl necklace and those enormous pearl earrings. Goodness, she wears them every single day."
"She told me once they were her mother's," Helen said. "She goes on and on about how they're antique and quite valuable."
This time it was Ruth's turn to snort.
"Lorelei Summers says those pearls are worthless. Not even real. They're cheap fakes. And she should know, being the local antiques dealer and all."
Lexi finished clearing Nan's table, then moved to the head table at the front of the room. The guest of honor, Chandler Bennington, sat there alone, staring at the centerpiece. Lexi noticed that he had no dessert plate in front of him. Feeling a bit sorry for the guy, she gave him a kind smile. "Hello, Mr. Bennington. I notice you don't have any pie. If you'd tell me what kind you prefer, I'll be happy to bring you a slice."
"Oh."
He glanced up, seemingly distracted.
"Pecan."
"Sure thing." Lexi rushed back to the buffet table, where the extra slices were kept, and grabbed a fresh piece of pecan pie and a clean fork and a napkin before hurrying back to the main dining room to deliver it. She set it in front of him, expecting perhaps a thank you, but no dice. Ah, well, you learned to roll with the punches in the service business. "Enjoy." He stared at the food as if it were a poisonous viper, keeping his hands firmly clenched in his lap. Bennington mumbled something under his breath Lexi didn't quite catch, then pushed away from the table, bumping into her in the process. He headed for the bar in the far corner. He didn't even touch the pie she'd gone to all that trouble to get for him. Talk about ungrateful. Fine. If he preferred the bar to her pie, then so be it. She knew that plenty of others liked her pie just fine, judging by the way the slices were disappearing from the dessert table. Lexi sighed and continued her cleanup duties, thinking all those rumors about Bennington being a crotchety old goat might be true. He put his fictional heroine in jeopardy by having her investigate dead bodies all the time. But if the characters in his books ever got a load of the author's personality, it would be more than enough to scare them. "Lexi," Cassie said, coming up beside her, "want to take a last check of the pie room with me to make sure it's ready to go?"
"Sure."
Lexi looked across the room at the clock on the wall, behind the buffet table. If things were running on time, the contest was due to start soon. Lexi hefted the last full tray on her shoulder and headed back toward the corner to drop it off. As she weaved through the tables, she spotted Chandler Bennington arriving at the bar set up near the entrance. Beyond was the hallway leading to the kitchens and the administrative offices. The pie room was down there, too, where Cassie had placed the pies when they came out of the ovens in the kitchen. It was nothing more than a small space with long tables and seats set up for the contestants. Nothing fancy, but it would do the trick. Before looking away again, Lexi spotted Helen standing near the side of the doorway to the main dining room, clutching her purse to her chest with a furtive expression. That was odd. Helen usually looked nothing less than regal. Then again, she'd seen Helen do some pretty odd things these past couple of years, many times in cahoots with Nance and the other ladies. They were probably up to one of their schemes. Lexi didn't have time to ask. She was in a hurry, and now wasn't the time to dawdle. The pie-eating contest was starting any minute, and she needed to check the pie room. Her reputation as a caterer, not to mention as a baker, was on the line. As Lexi dropped off the tray, she spotted Ruth standing near the end of the buffet table. She was bent over, looking under the warming tray. A large metal spoon covered in scalloped potatoes held high in her hand. Darn, had the burner under the chafing dish gone out again? Ruth was going to light the place on fire. Lexi hurried over. "I've got it, Ruth." She whipped some matches out of her pocket and lit the burner. "Thank you, dear. These potatoes are a bit cold. Might want to heat them up in the kitchen or something." A motion in the hallway caught Lexi's eye. It was Cassie, tapping her watch. "Yikes, the pie room." "Will do, Ruth." Lexi rushed off toward Cassie. Some of her stress must have shown on her face because Cassie asked, "What's wrong?" "Nothing. I just want this contest to go perfectly. It's the first event we've catered here for Mary, so I want it to run smoothly." Lexi sighed. "Listen to me. You'd think it was my first event. I'm sure it will all be fine." "Better than fine. I'm sure it'll be wonderful. Don't worry so much. I've got your back." Down at the end of the hall, the lights in the pie room were still off. That was on purpose, as they didn't want anyone getting an early look at the pies. Lexi peered in. She could make out the two long L-shaped banquet tables, each table set with 10 chairs. In front of each chair sat a whole pie. White linen tablecloths covered the tables, the same as in the main dining room, and the same streamers and foil balloons decorated the space. Along one side of the room, a row of sheer curtained windows allowed enough filtered sunlight in to cast long shadows over the tables. A curtain fluttered slightly, drawing Lexi's attention, and she realized with a start that someone was sitting in the last seat. Darn it! Was someone cheating, thinking they could get a head start on the contest? "Excuse me," Lexi yelled as she started toward the figure. "The contest hasn't started yet. We'll have to ask you to leave the room or you'll be disqualified." No response. She came to a stop next to the person. Something wasn't right. The woman had her face in the pie, but... Lexi tapped her shoulder. "Excuse me." The body in the chair tipped sideways and crashed to the floor, splashing blueberry filling everywhere. Cassie gasped. "Oh my gosh. Turn on the lights." Lexi crouched, pressing her fingers to the woman's neck, noticing the dark red smudges on the contest trophy on the floor beside the body. Cherry pie filling? Or something else. Blinking hard in the sudden illumination, she peered through the muck of pie filling on the woman's face. It was Mary Archer. And Lexi didn't even need to search for a pulse to know that Mary was definitely dead.